big for the crew. 1-0 pitch outside, 2-0 on Chorio. Flew to right field to begin things offensively earlier this afternoon for the Brewers. Second straight day playing on their home field, Milwaukee. 2-0 pitch. Chorio took a strike at the knees with an off-speed offering. First time they've seen the Angels this spring. Play them again next Saturday on the road. Anderson stretches in the 2-1 pitch down low. Another off-speed offering that was spit on by Jackson Chorio. It's 3-1.
Still adjusting to you having a digital scorebook over there. I looked over. I thought you were, like, scrolling Netflix for a second.
Changing tabs.
That's a weird thing to do.
3-1 pitch, flied into center, straight away for Joe Adell. Hardly has to move. Comes in a couple of steps, that's all, and he makes the catch. And there are two outs. I have my new app on an iPad that I'm using instead of an old-fashioned handwritten scorebook this year.
Yeah, and I look over, it's just weird to see. When you have the pin out, because you have like a, what's that, electronic pin? Is that what it's called?
It is.
And so that looks pretty normal when you're writing on it that way, but when you're scrolling through it.
Christian Yelich takes a strike right through there from Anderson.
It's like it's a day game, so it feels like a getaway day in the regular season. You're downloading your movies for the flight.
No. Checking out all my prep work. Throw to first to check on Ortiz. He is safe. Yelich homered over the batter's eye in center field. It was a beautiful-looking swing. Two out. The 0-1 pitch. Took a strike. Breaking ball clipped the outside corner. Nothing in two. The questions coming into camp for Yelich, how did his back feel? Was he fully healthy after the surgery? And it looks like he is. 0-2 pitch, down and away. One ball, two strikes. If that swing back in the first inning was any indication, he is his old self. And boy, is that a good thing for the Brewers. That was his first hit of the spring. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Strike three ends the inning. That was the second strikeout in what's been three impressive innings for Tyler Anderson. We go to the fourth. It's 4-1 Los Angeles on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Introducing the newest carbless flavor, Mango Vodka. Flavored with the essence of the ripest, freshest mangoes, carbless Mango Vodka will transport your taste buds to a sunny beach getaway. New flavor, still the same carbless crafted cocktails with zero carbs, zero sugars, and only 100 calories. Enjoy a refreshing vodka cocktail without the guilt. Four packs of the new carbless Mango Vodka cocktail are available in stores near you. Find your bliss today at drinkcarbless.com and escape with every sip.
Hungry? Quick Trip's got you. No dinner plans? Food's here, and it's a pizza party. Dom's pizzas are four for just $10. Choose from a variety of toppings. So easy and delicious. Get plenty to eat and keep your wallet happy, too.
Food's here, and it's ready when you are. Quick Trip isn't just convenient. It's here to make your life easier and better.
Fuel up at your ultimate destination for snacks and meals that hit the spot. Only at Quick Trip.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uecker wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Connor Thomas will be back out there for the fourth inning here for the Brewers. They trail the Angels 4-1. The left-hander dealing with a left-handed batter, Ryan Noda, N-O-D-A. First pitch coming right down the middle for a strike with a fastball. Carbless is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. 0-1 pitch, Noda takes outside. Carbless, this is more. Ryan Noda claimed off of waivers from Oakland in the offseason. Popped out his first time. The 1-1 pitch comes in low from Thomas. The Angels have the longest playoff drought of any team in Major League Baseball. Did you know that?
Would 2015?
2014.
2014 be their last one, yeah.
It's the only one Mike Trout ever made. Pitch called a strike, and it's 2-2. Anyway, they really tried to remake the roster as best they could in the offseason. This is one of the guys they brought in, Ryan Noda. Jorge Soler was kind of the big headline bat.
Yeah, that was a good Angels team, the 2014 team. They just ran into a red-hot Royals team in the divisional series.
2-2, pitch to Noda. Came in over the inside corner, struck him out looking. Fastball from Connor Thomas. I think Noda thought that that was too far inside, but he's rung up. North OASAP strikeout begins the top of the fourth. And brings up young Matthew Lugo.
I was like, I think C.J. Wilson... Matt Shoemaker might have been one of the pitchers on that 14 team.
What's crazy about it, as the pitch to the right-handed hitting Lugo misses for ball one, in those years since, the last 10 years that they haven't made the playoffs, they had Shohei Ohtani, mm-hmm. they had Mike Trout. Here's a strike on Lugo, 1-1, and it's just never worked. They signed Anthony Rendon to a big contract. He's been hurt literally every year. He's already out this season. Lugo shoots a foul on the right side out of play, 1-2.
And they spent some money on pitching, too. They tried. And it seemed like everything they did from a pitching standpoint just went horribly wrong.
This year, the big free agent pitcher signing was Yusei Kikuchi. 1-2 fouled again by Lugo. Out of play, 1-2, one out, nobody on in the fourth. It's 4-1 Angels. Kikuchi got over $60 million from the Angels. They've already announced him to be their opening day starter. Kenley Jansen's their new closer. Pitch is fouled back by young Lugo as he battles Connor Thomas. But it's all to say that they've been trying to figure out some way to be more competitive.
Was Josh Hamilton on that 14 team too? I think he was. Yeah.
1-2 pitch. Lined hard to right field, but right at Jackson Churio. Hardly has to move. A step or two to his left, and he makes the catch. Lugo, he's an impressive guy. Got him in a deal at the deadline last year from the Red Sox organization, and he's one of their top prospects. Second out of the inning, though, for Tim Anderson.
That's another guy they gave a lot of money to that didn't work out, Josh Hamilton.
First pitch to Anderson on a minor league deal. He takes a strike, nothing and one. Went 1-for-2 against Elvin Rodriguez, the Brewers starter today. Connor Thomas trying for the first 1-2-3 inning of the day for the crew, and he misses. 1-1 on Anderson. Mike Trout being injured has been one of the big recurring themes. He's healthy to start this spring, although not in there today. 1-1 to Anderson inside, 2-1. That's the thing of it. You could spend all the money you want on guys like Trout and Rendon, but if they're never on the field, it does you no good. Trout, when healthy, as you know, is one of, if not the best players on the planet. Ground ball to short. This one right at Ortiz. Into the bread basket it goes. A little bit of a low throw, but it's caught cleanly by Hoskins in time for the out. One shortstop retires the other. And Thomas completes a 1-2-3 fourth indeed. Bottom half coming up, 4-1 Angels on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
American Family Insurance is a lot like Captain America. He protects the world.
It's just doing my job.
And we help protect your dreams with amazing auto and home coverage. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World.
Suit up. We need to move.
In theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Prevea Orthopedics and HSHS Hospitals, we understand all the ways you move. From the ways you love to move, to the ways you need to move, and the ways you want to move. Movement looks different for everyone. That's why we specialize in you, providing the expert care you need for all the ways you move. To schedule an appointment, visit purveya.com/ortho.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the fourth in a 4-1 Angels lead. Their starter, Tyler Anderson, will get a fourth inning of work and deal with the middle of the order. Contreras, Hoskins, and Margot do. Let's get you a safe driving tip from Schneider and their professional truck drivers. They remind you to buckle up whenever you're behind the wheel. First pitch is outside. It is the law. Buckle up, and it can save your life. Thank you to Schneider's. Contreras lined hard to left back in the first. 1-0 pitch. Caught the outside corner just barely. Off speed, 1-1. Brewers only hit through three innings was a Christian Yelich solo home run. The 1-1 coming. Big swing, no contact. Fastball with some cut to it from the lefty Anderson. Bottom of the fourth. The 1-2 pitch. Grounded over the mound at the second baseman Christian Moore on the shortstop side of the bag he fields and throws out Contreras across his body. Fine play by Christian Moore for the first out. Let's take a drive around the league. Brought to you by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. I was talking about how these Angels, the team with the current longest playoff drought in the majors at 10 years. Rhys Hoskins takes a strike that just caught the outside corner. The second longest current playoff drought in the majors. Give you a second to think about that. Hoskins takes a ball, 1-1. It's the Pirates. They've gone 9 straight years without being in the postseason. Pirates lost in Florida today against the Braves, 6-5. Swing and a miss. Fastball that Anderson sneaks by Rhys. 1-2. Cardinals won against the Washington Nationals 5-3. Both those games over on the other side of the country in the Grapefruit League. Here it is 4-1 Angels. The 1-2 coming. Hoskins drills it way, way back and way, way out to left. Onto the berm. Goodbye. A blast of a home run for Rhys Hoskins. It's a 4-2 Angels lead in the fourth. Hoskins just hit home run number 4 this spring. That one was a rocket shot against the left-hander Tyler Anderson, and that will be Anderson's final pitch of the afternoon. Ron Washington, the venerable manager, is making the slowest walk out of the dugout I've ever seen. He is walking like they told him. If you go any faster than 1 mile an hour, you get fined. He finally just made it to the mound. And he is now taking the baseball from Tyler Anderson. Ron Washington, one of the most beloved figures in the game now, about to turn 73 years old next month. Second year as a manager for the Angels. Couple of homers off of Tyler Anderson. The only damage against him. And a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen, proud to support the Brew Crew. When the game is on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Tell you about the new pitcher after this. One gone, bottom 4-4-2 Angels on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Island Resort and Casino's Stay and Play Golf Packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Book early in the week for best availability by visiting islandresortgolf.com. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
At Prevea, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Spring training is finally here, even if it may not feel like it.
The good news is you can listen to the play-by-play while you warm up with a George Webb Premium Third Pound Burger. Choose from the Ultimate Super George, the Mushroom Swiss, the Wisconsin Egg Burger, and more. All served up hot and fresh on a butter bun with a big stack of skin-on potato wedges.
At least opening day is right around the corner. For now, a George Webb Premium Burger will help get you through the long, cold spring. George Webb, their kitchen's always cooking. For locations, visit georgewebb.com.
Left-hander Garrett McDaniel's the new pitcher. It's a 4-2 Angels lead in the bottom of the fourth inning, and he throws strike one to his first batter, faced Manuel Margot. Been a minor league guy, has Garrett McDaniel's. High leg kick in the 0-1 pitch, a swing and a foul back into the screen to make a nothing and two. Margot popped out to first a couple of innings ago. Tyler Anderson, who will be one of the members of the Angels starting rotation in the regular season. 3 1/3 today. 2 hits, 2 runs. 0-2 pitch bounces into Margot. Home runs by Yelich and then Reese Hoskins against Tyler Anderson. Garrett McDaniels coming into his fifth game of the spring. 1-2 pitch. Lined hard down the left field line. Hooking and fair by several feet inside the chalk. It'll roll all the way to the fence for Margot. Matthew Lugo digs it out, and it's a stand-up double for Margot. And a rude greeting of the southpaw McDaniels. Tying run will come to the plate of the man of Garrett Mitchell. McDaniels this spring has only given up 1 run in 5 innings pitched. Well, Reese Hoskins with that home run to left. I told you he's hit 4 of them now this spring. That ties him with Vinny Capra for the team lead. Every time the Brewers hit a home run in the regular season, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. Garrett Mitchell took a called third strike back in the second. Now he takes inside and low, ball one. In the regular season, every time a Brewer hits a double, the Mac Fund gets $75 on behalf of West Bend Insurance. 1-0 pitch down and in on Mitchell. Breaking ball and it's 2-0. Margot leads from second. Shortstop sneaking in behind him, Anderson, but no throw that way. Instead, McDaniels comes to the plate, gets a swing and a miss from Garrett Mitchell. 94-mile-an-hour heat that he threw by him, 2-1. Margot's had a couple of impressive swings since he joined the team. Late sign this spring for the Brewers. The pitch 2-1, down low and away. It is 3-1. Along with Lane Grindle and Kent Sommerfeld, I'm Josh Maurer. The Brewers Radio Network from the Cactus League. Margot goes for third. 3-1 pitch. Called strike. Throw to third. In plenty of time, Margot is out. It was the catcher, Ohapi, gunning him down. 2-5. And the bases are clear with 2 outs. It's a full count on Garrett. I think Margot's probably got a thought like, well, if I'm going to make this team, I got to be a base runner just like all these other Brewers who can run like rabbits on the base paths. Didn't get a great jump there, to be honest. Two out, 3-2 pitch. Mitchell grounds it off the foot of the pitcher McDaniels, and it caroms all the way into shallow right field for a base hit. Boy, that hit him squarely, and it went a good 100 feet off of his lower body. And a single for Garrett Mitchell with two outs. The trainer for the Angels took about two steps out of the dugout to see if he needed to come check on Garrett McDaniels, and McDaniels said, no, I'm good. Shame for that caught stealing. Otherwise, this would really be quite an inning. Runner at first as it is with two outs for Bryce Terang. Lefty on lefty, he swings and grounds one to second base. This is easy for Christian Moore, who bends down to field it, throws to first, and that's in time to get Terang by plenty, and that retires the side. Reese Hoskins, though, a solo home run to knock out Tyler Anderson. We go to the fifth. It's 4-2 Angels on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're going to have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 15th. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
The best sounds you can get.
Back, track, bye-bye baseball!
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yoel Piamps is going to make his spring debut this season for the Brewers as we go to the fifth inning. They trail the Angels 4-2. Limited time offer fans, claim a special Jackson Churio t-shirt with a select terrace-level opening day seat. For the Brewers matchup with the Royals, March 31st, hurry, this deal is limited to the first 5,000 tickets. Get yours at brewers.com/openingday, which is 3 weeks away. On to the fifth, and again, here is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Logan Ohapi leads off against Piamps, and the first pitch is down and away, and it's 1-0. What a find Yoel was for the Brewers, part of that trade that brought William Contreras to the Crew a couple of off seasons ago. Popped up, foul, and out of play behind home plate. It's 1-1 on Ohapi. Josh, that was a three-team trade. I will give you $20 without looking if you can name every single player in that trade.
No deal.
Okay. 1-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 on Ohapi.
Well, Piamps.
Yeah. See how many you can get. You got one.
Yep. And, of course, the Brewers got William Contreras.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves got Sean Murphy.
1-2, swing and a miss. He strikes out Ohapi. Ortho ASAP strikeout. There's one away for Sean Owell.
Esteury Ruiz went to Oakland.
Yeah, so you got four.
Justin Yeager, part of that deal to the Brewers.
You got five. You have a long way to go, though.
I am done.
Pitch to Shonewell, and slider missed down and in. It's 1-0. So you got the main pieces of that deal. You did great. 1-0. Popped up. Left side. Drifting out into left field. Shallow. Caleb Durbin, the third baseman, underneath of it, makes the catch, and there's two away. And that'll bring up Soler. There's one other name that I would have been able to get only because he's a longtime Brewer. Manny Pena was in that trade, too. He went to Oakland in that deal from Atlanta. And Kyle Muller pitches in there for a strike on a slider, and it's 0-1. Freddie Tarnock and Roiber Salinas.
Oh.
In there for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Soler. And that should round it out, I think.
How did I miss him? Roiber.
Yes, Roiber was in there. The Braves sent him, along with others, to Oakland in that deal. Popped up, foul and out of play. Stays at 0-2 on Soler. Yeah, Kent is asking if I had the $20 in my pocket. I would have had to Venmo that to Josh. 0-2, slider, popped up, foul territory. Hoskins giving chase. Drifting in front of the Brewers. Dugout makes the catch, and welcome back to the mound. Yoel Piamps, his first outing of spring training, a successful one as he works a 1-2-3. Top of the fifth. We go to the bottom of five. 4-2 Angels on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a Real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a Real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your Real ID at tsa.gov/realid. That's tsa.gov/realid. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
It is a 4-2 Angels lead. We've got some changes for you as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Joey Ortiz to lead things off for the crew. Ryan Johnson takes over on the mound for the Angels. And Johnson brings home the pitch, and fastball at 96 misses low to Ortiz. It's 1-0. J.D. Davis is at first base, former Cal State Fullerton Titan. Ortiz takes a strike at 97. It's 1-1. He's bounced around over the course of his career. Mets, Giants. 1-1. That is low. Two balls and one strike. And Chucky Robinson is now doing the catching for the Angels. Johnson out of the windup, and the 2-1 clipped the inside corner. It's two balls and two strikes on Joey Ortiz, who worked a walk. His only other trip to the plate today, back in the third. Johnson brings home the 2-2, and breaking ball missed low. And it's three balls and two strikes. Couple of solo shots for the Brewers. Yelich in the first, and Hoskins in the fourth for their two runs. As Ortiz bounces one, climbing the ladder, pulling it down is Moncada. The throw to first bounces about five times, so Ortiz has himself an infield single. Pretty good job by Moncada to go up and get that. It was a Baltimore chop hugging the third baseline. Timed it perfectly and kept it on the infield. If he doesn't do that, it's probably extra bases for Ortiz. But it's an infield single, and Ortiz is on a bag for the second time today. And now here's Caleb Durbin. Johnson brings home the pitch, and that is rolled foul. Third base side, it's 0-1 on Caleb Durbin. We popped up to second base back in the third. He's 0 for 1 today. A new shortstop as well, as Durbin checks and Sue there for a strike. It's 0-2. Kyron Paris is now playing short. O-2 pitch, missed down and in. One ball and two strikes on Caleb Durbin.
You hit the ball to shortstop now, you take a trip to Paris.
I was going to try to work something in about the Eiffel Tower. I wasn't sure how I was going to do it yet, though. One, two is popped up foul and out of play. First base side stays at 1-2 on Durbin. Maybe he makes a play deep in the hole, throws out a runner at first, and you just say, Viva La France. Maybe we just say climb the ladder sometimes when a guy leaves his feet and goes up and makes a play. Maybe he climbed the tower. That could work. That would work. This is what you do in spring training. You workshop these ideas for the regular season. Toss to first. And back in time is Ortiz. Time for a vibe check. Well, cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer is a big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. 1-2 on Durbin. Popped up foul and out of play, third base side. And that'll be a souvenir for some fans sitting down that way up on the concourse. Still one ball and two strikes on Durbin. Bottom of the fifth inning, Angels with a 4-2 lead. They've out-hit the Brewers 7-5 so far this afternoon. 1-2 pitch. Missed down and away with a fastball. And it's 2-2. It's kind of a nasty fastball from Johnson. It's a weird or a non-typical arm slot, release point. It has some movement on it. 2-2. Rolled foul off the facing of the Angels dugout. Stays at two balls and two strikes. Durbin putting together a really nice battle so far here against Johnson.
He's got that herky-jerky delivery.
It's a very violent delivery, right?
I think this would be a very uncomfortable at-bat for righties like Durbin.
Mm-hmm. I think Durbin's done a good job hanging in there so far. 2-2. Breaking ball. Fouled back into the net. And stays at two balls and two strikes. Yeah, it is very violent, and there's just a lot of movement. A lot of stuff going on in that delivery mechanically, and it can get a little noisy if you're looking out there trying to concentrate as the hitter. Two-two. It hit him. Durbin not very happy about it. He drops the bat and he is walking to first, but Durbin didn't love that one. 94, it came in and got him. It looked like maybe on the elbow. And he's making the jog down to first with no further complaint. Nobody likes that, though. And so now first and second and nobody out. And Brewers with a shot for a big inning here in the bottom of the fifth as it turns over to the top of the order now. And Jackson Churio. Johnson set at the belt in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Looked like a cutter down and away from Johnson. And Churio went after it and came up empty.
He's a big guy, too. He's listed at 6'6", Ryan Johnson.
A one. Swing and a miss. Fastball in the outside part of the plate. Churio up there aggressive against Johnson, but nothing to show for it so far. Jackson 0 for 2 in this game. Couple of fly ball outs. Johnson's 0-2. Swing and a foul off the gear of Chucky Robinson. He didn't squeeze it, so Churio lives to see another pitch. Ortiz at second and Durbin is at first. Good speed on the base pass for the crew. 0-2 pitch. Bouncer behind the bag at third. Moncada steps on third for one, throws across the diamond in time to retire Churio. It is a 5-3 double play, and there's two down. Durbin goes to second on the play. So Brewers hit into a double play. Now here's Christian Yelich. Well, baseball and bratwurst. I smelled the bratwurst a couple of innings ago when I stepped outside the booth, and I mean, there is few things in the world as good as smelling bratwurst at the ballpark. Baseball has come down onto the warning track in right field, which gives me more time to talk about the great smell of bratwurst. And, of course, those brats better be Usinger's. Nothing is better than a Usinger brat hot off the grill and a little Milwaukee baseball. Won't be long till the boys are back in town. We can't wait for the regular season. As Yelich stands in there against Johnson here. Pitch is a little high with a fastball at 92, and it's 1-0. Yelich, a home run back in the first. He's 1-for-2. And the pitch. And Yelich checks on a pitch that was through there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Durbin is at second. There are two outs, bottom of the fifth. The 4-2 Angels lead. Brewers had first and second with nobody out in this inning, but then Churio hit into the double play. 1-1. Breaking ball clipped the outside corner. It's 1-2.
Cool. Nice pitch.
That was a nasty pitch from Ryan Johnson. There's nothing you can do but tip your cap if you're Christian Yelich. That looked like a ball all the way until it wasn't. This pitch is fouled back and off the overhang above the Angels' third base dugout. It's still 1-2 on Yelich.
This is one of their young prospect pitchers. Second round pick last year, Lane. Never gotten to any minor league action. He signed late. He's been impressive this spring, and you like what you see.
1-2 pitch. Bouncer up the first baseline. Johnson off the mound, fields, and an underhand toss to first where Davis is covering. Takes care of Yelich and the side here in the fifth. We head to the sixth. Angels with a 4-2 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, track, done!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Well, the Brewers teamed up with the Milwaukee Admirals again to offer a hockey night ticket package, including one Brewers ticket for April 3rd. One Admirals ticket for March 15th and a hockey-style hooded sweatshirt. Get tickets at brewers.com/theme nights. Admiral Uribe has entered the game for the crew on the mound. Good to see Abner healthy again and back on a mound. He's going to help the Brewers in a big way in 2025. Another great option at the back of games for Pat Murphy. And Yoan Moncada to lead things off for the Angels. It's a 4-2 lead for Los Angeles. Here in the top of the sixth inning at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Raynel Delgado enters the game for Caleb Durbin. He's at third base. Everybody else stays the same so far for the crew. As Uribe kicks and brings home the first pitch, and it's right through there at 98 for strike one. Uribe making his second appearance of the spring. 0-1 is low with a slider, and it's one ball and one strike. He is electric. He is must watch or must listen to baseball when he's on the mound. 1-1. And that slider just missed inside. Looked like a pretty good pitch. Moncada checked and was able to hold up. It's 2-1. Uribe looking in. And the 2-1 pitch. Overthrew that fastball at 99, down and in, and it's 3-1. Strike throwing always going to be a priority for Abner. Missed way outside of the fastball at 98, and it's a leadoff walk to Moncada. So Moncada reaches, and now Christian Moore is the batter. Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get windows as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. Visit PellaWI.com today. So here's Moore, impressive-looking young second baseman for the Angels. Rebay's first pitch to him is right through there for a strike at 99. It's 0-1. We see a lot of velocity in the game today. Feels like everybody has five or six guys they can run out of their bullpen to throw 98 to 100 miles an hour anymore. 0-1. Bouncer on the left side. Big hop for Ortiz. Flips it to second. Turned by Terang. Is not in time. Moore able to beat it out and stay out of the double play. So fielder's choice for Moore. He's at first after the 6-4 put out of Moncada at second base. So there's one away now for Joe Adell.
Lane, I don't know how they're going to end up working it out in the regular season, if Terang is going to play short or if Ortiz is. But here's what I know. With this alignment, Ortiz at short, Terang at second, nobody's going to be quicker at trying to turn a double play
that
like
that. That was not a double play ball, frankly, off the bat. And they still almost turned it. Fastball at 100, missed low, 1-0. I mean, that's not a prototypical double play ball. That was a chopper on the left side that Ortiz actually had to come up and play on a big hop. And as quickly as he got rid of the ball, perfect feed to Terang. And Terang makes that turn so beautifully. The 1-0. And Adell rolls it foul, third base side. It's 1-1. I was saying about all the arms you see, though, Josh, that throw in the upper 90s or triple digits. Uribe's is so effortless. I mean, it doesn't even look like he's throwing that hard. And you look up and it's 99. Toss to first, and back in time is Moore.
Boy, he came up like a house on fire when he first burst onto the Brewers' bullpen a couple of years ago, and he was pitching in that wild card series against the Diamondbacks.
1-1. In there for a strike, and it's 1-2. 7,275 are attendance today. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider. Adell had no shot. Strikes him out. An ortho ASAP strikeout. And there's two away. Easily our biggest crowd here today. I thought north of 5,500 for sure. I'm not good at predicting crowds. If you follow along with this over the course of spring training, you know I am terrible at that. But I did think it was easily our biggest. There goes the runner. Pitch is low to Ryan Noda. And no throw as Contreras dropped it on the exchange. So a stolen base for Christian Moore. And he gets himself into scoring position with two outs here for Noda in a 1-0 count. Anytime the berms are as full as they are today, you're probably north of six. Pitch is low. Ball gets away from Contreras. And moving up 90 feet on what should be a wild pitch is Christian Moore. And now a two-ball, no-strike count on Noda. Four two Angels. Here in the top of the sixth inning, Uribe with two outs and a runner at third. Brings home the pitch, nearly hit him. Came inside at 98. And it's two and it's 3-0 now, rather, on Noda. Abner had a walk in his one inning against the White Sox last week. 3-0 pitch, missed inside, and he walked him on four pitches. So the second walk of the inning, his third walk of the spring. That'll be a focus for Abner, for sure. And now runners on the corners, and two outs for Matthew Lugo.
He was talking to the writers after that outing, and he said that one of the biggest things he focused on after getting optioned and then getting injured last year was working on the mental side of baseball. Because he's had a bit of a temper. There's no two ways around that. And that may even play into some of the control issues that he's had. He just lets his emotions kind of overcome him at times. And he said he's really worked on that, tried to relax himself a little more.
And I think there's a balance to it, too, because while that's important, you also want to have maybe what drives you a little bit. I mean, you want to be yourself, too, right? You just have to be able to harness it in the right moments. Uribe brings home the first pitch to Lugo, and he missed high with a fastball at 99. It's 1-0.
The stuff is as good as anybody in the bullpen.
Yeah, there's really no debate about that. 1-0 pitch is a bouncer foul up the third baseline. It's 1-1 on Lugo. It's one of the first time I ever saw Abner Uribe, I was in Zebulon, North Carolina, covering the Carolina League All-Star game, believe it or not. And he was pitching in it. 1-1. Bouncer foul up the third baseline, 1-2. And it's one of those arms that the minute you see it, you're like, wow, that's different. I mean, it just, the ball comes out of his hand different. It finishes at the glove different. I think it's, you know, maybe similar to Mizorowski. When you see Mizorowski in person, you see just the immense potential. Slider missed low, and it's 2-2 on Lugo.
How good was Mizorowski the other night, by the way, against the Athletics on the road Thursday? Three perfect.
Very impressive. 2-2. There goes the runner. Pitch missed down and in. And no throw from Contreras as the ball didn't stick in the glove, so it's a stolen base for Noda. So now second and third and two outs here. And Uribe trying to put up a zero here on the top of the sixth. He's got a full count on Lugo. Kicks, delivers, popped him up. Foul territory, first base side. Hoskins with the sunglasses on comes over near the first base coach's box to make the catch. And the inning is over. A couple of walks in the inning for Uribe, but no damage done. A zero on the board. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 4-2 Angels on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the Ideas Gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton and AM 1100.
Two Angels leading the Brewers. William Contreras leads off the bottom of the sixth inning. And Ryan Johnson still out there on the mound for the Angels. First pitch through there for a strike. It's 0-1. And the pitch fouled back and out of play by Contreras. No balls and two strikes on William. Bunch of changes for you from the Angels. We'll catch you up on those as the inning goes along. And now Contreras will use his timeout and steps out of the box for a brief moment. And climbs back in there. Johnson out of the windup. And the pitch missed inside at 95. It's 1-2. Bouncer, foul. Got a piece of Contreras before it kicked out towards Johnson. In front of the mound, stays at a ball and two strikes on William Contreras. Johnson looking in. Shakes off the first sign from Chucky Robinson. And now brings home the 1-2 pitch, and he got him looking. Right down the middle at 91. It is a strikeout of Contreras. He's 0 for 3 today. And that'll get Reese Hoskins to the plate. Here's your changes for you. Cole Fontenelle is the new third baseman, replacing Yoan Moncada. Pitch to Hoskins in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Errol Vera is the new second baseman. 0-1, missed inside, one ball and one strike. David Mershon is now in center field, replacing Joe Odell. 1-1, that is through there for a strike. It's 1-2. David Calabrese, or Calabrese, depending on how fancy you want to get, he's the new right fielder for Ryan Noda. Rolled foul up the third baseline, still 1-2 on Hoskins. And Tucker Flint is the new left fielder. Down and away with a breaking ball, and Hoskins lays off of it. Two balls and two strikes on Reese, who homered back in the fourth. His fourth home run of the spring for Reese Hoskins. He has looked really good so far in spring training. Breaking ball missed inside, and the count goes full. It's 3-2 on Hoskins. Long looking for Johnson, and now out of the windup, 3-2. Fouled back into the net, stays at 3-2. Told you Cole Fontenelle's the new third baseman. Fontenelle was the name of a forest near me where I grew up. Fontenelle Forest. Time called by Hoskins. So if you hit a ball to third base for the rest of this game, you hit it into the trees. Johnson out of the windup, 3-2 pitch. High fly ball down the left field line. It is hooking, and it is a foul ball. Hoskins gave it a ride, didn't quite keep it fair. Three balls and two strikes on Hoskins. Johnson's pitch hit off the end of the bat over near the Brewers dugout. Stays at 3-2 on Hoskins. Good battle going on here. We talked about how Johnson's a tough matchup, but the Brewers, they've had some pretty competitive at-bats against him. Some lengthy at-bats against him. The pitch, swing and a miss. Cutter down and away. Hoskins swung through it. A couple of strikeouts for Johnson here in the sixth. And that'll bring up Manuel Margot. Hey, baseball fans, don't forget, George Webb predicts the Crew will win 12 games in a row this season. And when they do, we're all going to be celebrating. Learn more at georgewebb.com. So here's Margot, who is 1-for-2, had that double back in the fourth. And a swing and a miss at a slider off the plate. It's 0-1. A one delivery. Fly ball left field deep. Back goes Flint at the track with room. He makes the catch about two steps in front of the wall. Ball not traveling quite today like it normally does down here in Arizona. 4-2 ball game as we head to the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
American Family Insurance is a lot like Captain America. He protects the world.
It's just doing my job.
And we help protect your dreams with amazing auto and home coverage. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World.
Suit up. We need to move.
In theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Brighten your home and save big money on light bulbs at Menards. Get a stylish vintage look, plus the latest in LED technology. With Fight Electric Enhance Light Bulbs. They provide vivid, natural light. Save big money on a 4-pack of Fight Electric Enhance Light Bulbs on sale now through March 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Jan from Toyota here. Feeling cooped up from winter? Well, now until March 31st is the perfect time for a new Toyota, like Camry, Grand Highlander, and more. So you can get back out there and do the things you love, like hitching up the boat to a tundra for a lake day.
I haven't water skied in a long time.
Live out your spring fantasies with a new Toyota. Come in today.
Go from dreaming it to driving it. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
This is more. And
more.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota. To enter. We go to the seventh inning. It's a 4-2 Angels lead. It is a slew of changes as well for the Brewers defensively. To tell you about those, here's Josh Maurer.
Yeah, the big one is the pitcher. It's Carlos Rodriguez who's going to be the seventh inning hurler, trailing 4-2. They get the top of the order here, and the new shortstop an inning ago, Kyren Paris, greets the right-hander. He takes inside ball one. The Brewers have a couple of outfield changes. In left field, Manuel Margot has been replaced by Garrett Spain. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball outside, 2-0. Brewer Hicklin replaces Jackson Churio in right field, so Churio's afternoon is finished. Got a new first baseman, Jake Bowers. Line drive on the 2-0, one hops the glove of the shortstop Ortiz. Nice pick, he's still in there, Joey. And he makes the perfect throw to first in time to get Kyren Paris. Ball was hit pretty hard, but one out. Joey Ortiz getting a seventh inning out there at that new position this season. And one out for Carlos Rodriguez. There's a new catcher, and that is Ramon Rodriguez. Ending the afternoon for William Contreras for the Brewers. Chucky Robinson, the catcher for the Halos, takes a called strike.
So you have an all Rodriguez battery right now.
The Rods, Carlos and Ramon. Carlos 0-1 to Chucky. Misses inside, 1-1. Carlos Rodriguez made his Major League debut last season for the Brewers. Got into three starts and had a 7.30 earned run average. 1-1, Robinson grounds foul up the third baseline, 1-2. He had three losses in three starts and then went back to AAA. Still a guy the Brewers have high hopes for in Carlos Rodriguez. Chucky Robinson has bounced around as a catcher. Takes high and it's 2-2. Last season was in the big leagues 26 games for the White Sox. First at bat of the day. One out. Nobody on a sunny Saturday. 4-2 Angels in the seventh. The 2-2 to Chucky. Breaking ball inside from Rodriguez. Full count. J.D. Davis on deck. The 3-2 coming. Fly ball hit to center. Backtracking Garrett Mitchell, shading his eyes from the sun. It's going to sail over his head. One hops and goes over the fence. It hit off the warning track. I thought maybe that was catchable. I think Garrett Mitchell didn't see it very well. And so it ends up being a ground rule double for Chucky Robinson.
I don't think he saw it at all. I think he knew the general vicinity, but Garrett gets back and makes that catch if he's got a beat on it.
Still was hit pretty well by Robinson, but yeah, that's a ball that's probably caught without this sun. So leading 4-2, the Halos get a runner at second for J.D. Davis. Longtime big leaguer. Pitch coming is outside. He's on a minor league deal with the Angels, is J.D. Davis.